Labor is dealing with fallout from a political scandal in Victoria, which has seen the departure of two cabinet ministers. The party's national executive will meet as it wrestles with how to deal with its Victorian branch, following allegations it's been infiltrated by bogus members. Victorian Labor Premier Daniel Andrews yesterday fired power broker Adam Somurek over derogatory comments that Mr. Somurek has strenuously denied allegations of branch stacking. Assistant Treasurer Robin Scott has also resigned in the wake of the scandal. Coronavirus restrictions continue to be eased across most of the country, despite the two most populous states still recording new daily cases of the disease. Victoria recorded 12 infections on Monday, including a second protester who attended a Black Lives Matter march in Melbourne, while two schools have been closed for deep cleaning after four students tested positive. New South Wales was the only other state to record three in total. And LGBT workers have won a major victory in the US after the country's Supreme Court ruled that employers who fire workers for being gay or transgender are breaking civil rights laws. And we'll have to wait a little bit longer for the 93rd Academy Awards after the ceremony was rescheduled for the first time in 40 years. The Oscars were meant to be held in February next year, but they're going to take place now on April the 25th.